Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I found this really fascinating, and I was watching just different videos and different opinions on this shooting in Texas yesterday. I saw someone's comment, Nancy. Someone's like, this is not as big of a problem. It's all fear driven by the media. If without the media, we wouldn't be having these conversations. And I thought, is that really true? No, this conversation has been around a while. It is 53 years ago, 53 and a half years ago, when President Lyndon Johnson signed the Gun Control Act of 1968. It was the first, I guess, the first major gun control measure ever in the U.S. Now, he gets his thing signed and then goes on to say, but 1968, President Lyndon Johnson.
The Congress adopted most of our recommendations. But this bill, as big as this bill is, still falls short because we just could not get the Congress to carry out the requests we made of them. I ask for the national registration of all guns and the licenses of those who carry those guns. And if guns are to be kept out of the hands of the criminal and out of the hands of the insane and out of the hands of the irresponsible, then we just must have licensing. If the criminal with a gun is to be tracked down quickly, then we must have registration in this country. The voices that blocked these safeguards were not the voices of an aroused nation. They were the voices of a powerful lobby, a gun lobby, that has prevailed for the moment.
Well, for the moment,
almost 54 years later. Yeah.
By the way, folks, the latest number, 21 killed. This is the deadliest U.S. school shooting in a decade. Two teachers, 19 kids. I saw reports now indicating that they were all in one classroom. Just absolutely heartbreaking. Some of the things we're hearing, just to kind of do a roundabout about what's happening today, because people are mad. People are sad. People are saying, enough. We've heard this before. When you talk to people who have refused to do anything about this, talking about elected leaders, it seems what they do is send out a tweet of thoughts and prayers. Then they lay low and hope for it to die down because they don't want to deal with it. Even though 90% of people support background checks for all gun purchases, they will not even do that. This morning, Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican from Texas, representing Uvalde, where the shooting took place, told at CBS Morning, so the CBS Morning Show, I'm happy to debate policy, but not today, when asked about his prior votes on gun control policy. Gail King presses, you're in a position of power to change things. If we can't talk about it, if we can't make changes, when can we talk about it? Gonzalez says, right now we need love. We need compassion to come together. Then another reporter, we need Congress to come together. This is what we're dealing with this morning. After Sandy Hook, there was a vote on universal background checks and it failed. It failed. So that is just the minimum. And no one's saying that that even would have stopped what happened today. But the bare minimum wasn't even done about background checks. I listened to Lyndon B. Johnson, and I wonder if they even thought about the types of weapons that would be coming. And an 18-year-old on his birthday can walk in and buy two assault weapons.
There's a text message. That clip you just played was disgusting. We should all be ashamed of ourselves as Americans that we cannot come together and keep guns out of people's hands who don't need them.
You're going to hear a lot today from folks who are going to keep talking about mental illness. First of all, the vast majority of people who are mentally ill are not violent people. So I think a lot of times it stigmatizes mental illness. By the way, we are not alone in having a mentally ill percentage of your population. That happens all over the world. This is uniquely American. It's a glorification, I believe, of guns. When you have people who take pictures and post constantly pictures of their guns, this glorification. We have elected leaders standing in front of a Christmas tree with their young children holding assault weapons. Glorification of guns. Then we have 18-year-olds, and again, we keep hearing that fully formed brains and thinking processes sometimes doesn't happen until you're in your low to mid-20s. And you're just a happy birthday, here's your assault weapons. We have families that don't or pretend or deny a serious problem. They have a family member. We saw it with, I can't even remember his name, and I don't want to remember, where mom was killed. Remember, she was going to the target practice with the son because that was their bonding experience because he had a lot of issues that a gun isn't going to solve. Do you have any ideas, folks, on what we can or should be doing? 570-883-0098. Officials are now saying all victims were inside the same classroom, 19 children and two teachers. Horrific.
I want to squash one narrative that keeps coming up via text. So if it's coming up multiple times from multiple different people, it's out there, which is this idea of people are lying that gun owners are good people. And like we're saying they're not. No, we're not saying that. People who own guns, 99% of them, 99.9% are probably great people who just happen to own guns for hunting or for hobby or whatever. How can we?
This is the bull. This is the nonsense that they do to shut down discussion. I have a home with guns in it. Okay. But we're responsible owners. You can't say the only way you do this is what you do when you don't want to deal with the problem. Is you go and create a false narrative. Responsible gun owners even want to see this stuff done. Most responsible gun owners would like to see some of this stuff done. So don't go there. Don't go there. It's nonsense. 570-883-0098.
Let me go over here too. I don't even know where to start here. Who's been on hold? Ron in Nanticoke. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm a moderate Democrat. I have a suggestion. The Republicans want voter ID. How about compromising voter ID for gun registration?
I mean, look, compromises have to be made. Do you combine two issues? It seems like that's what they like to do in D.C. I mean, I think that's one of those areas maybe you do compromise with.
Well, here's the thing. You're dealing with lobbyists, right? I mean, so they're not going to go, and the NRA is not going to go, oh, you know that issue we don't care about? Yeah, you can. We've given you all this money now. Go make a deal on the side. We'll be fine with that.
Well, you're right
Come
about
on.
That. You're
it's
right about
It's all about
that.
Their money. They just want the money from the lobby. The lobby's going to tell them what they should do.
But if there was some sort of magic wand that would make every one of these AR weapons, disappear for voter ID, that's a compromise.
There's not even talk going on. Never mind compromise.
Let's go to Frank's in Scranton. Frank, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I think what we need is more security in the schools. I mean, there's no reason that they can't hire armed security guards, at least one in every school.
They have that a lot, though. My son's school, they actually have a police officer stationed there with his own little mini police station at his school.
It didn't stop Columbine. It didn't stop Parkland. They both had officers. It didn't stop in Buffalo. There was an armed officer in the store.
Okay, but it gives them a chance, right? If there's ever going to be a chance, it gives them a chance. And if you watched that camera yesterday, you saw that fool just walked right into school, okay?
Yeah, but they're saying that there was some kind of interaction with law enforcement before he got into the school, so even law enforcement couldn't stop him.
Yeah, and Frank? Frank, did you see the detail out of the Buffalo shooting? To go back to that, the security guard there hit him a couple times, at least once. With a bullet, it bounced off, they said, because of his...
I understand. But, you know, you have to remember that the guns are not killing these people. It's
the people wielding them.
Yeah, but do you can you not agree with me? There's a reason why these weapons are being picked by these mass killers, and it's because it allows them to do more damage in a short period of time. It does.
Listen,
it allows that.
Hang on. Let me get that. I'm sorry.
So even if we can, let's just say we don't stop everything, but if instead of 21 people are dead, there's two people that are dead. We're trying to minimize the damage. The damage that those weapons and those bullets do to those little bodies. We're not talking about a bullet hole. We're talking about the size of an orange. They're literally using DNA to identify the victims in this case. There's a reason they picked that weapon.
Yep.
Ugh. It's
availability
it's
and
why else does the military use them? You guys, come on. This isn't rocket science.
Someone just texted, I thought all the schools were locked. How to get in? I mean, it's easy.
Oh, my God, again. Like, you got a weapon. You shoot your way through.
Speculation.
Yeah, we don't know if that's the case, but many times they are. You don't think of the schools that you guys go to. Are they fortified with huge steel doors? Most of the time, there's glass. Ugh. And now the shooters are wearing Kevlar. So even if you did have armed officers, and even if you do have an armed teacher, for God's sake, you can't do anything about it. You shoot at them and it bounces off.
Just noticing a lot of the texts where people say, well, I think what you're saying is ridiculous. They go to saying things like, it's not the guns, it's mental illness. And I'd say, yeah, I mean, people probably have mental issues who do this. I can't imagine a sane person doing it. And then people will say it's get rid of the guns on the other side. Well, yeah, but a gun in a cabinet alone is not going to shoot somebody. So you need someone. It doesn't have to be all of one thing. It can't just be stop mental illness and the problem.
It's a whole bunch of things.
For example, I remember growing up, people would keep their guns out and kids would shoot each other accidentally. So suddenly there are laws where people have to keep their guns locked up. Is there anything about the gun buying process that could be slowed down a little bit or made to be a little bit more detailed? Is there something, a little thing you can do, even if it's just a speed bump that slightly slows down someone's intentions?
Well, it
doesn't have
all
to be
I have
one
to
thing.
Say is if we can reduce the toll that's going to happen, the death toll, that is, mitigate the deaths is better than nothing. And so we'd love to hear from you, your thoughts on what to do. I just want to play this quickly. We have a little bit of time, but this is Senator Chris Murphy. He is from that district where Sandy Hook happened in Newtown, Connecticut. What was that, 10, I think, years ago? Here's just some of what he had to say on the Senate floor after this massacre.
What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority, if your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing? What are we doing? Why are you here? If not to solve a problem as existential as this. This isn't inevitable. These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day.
Yeah, it's just horrible. 570-883-0098. The president spoke last night as well. He said, where in God's name is our backbone? We will wait to see. From what we understand, Senator Schumer may be working to
done
put
Nancy.
Some.
I'm sorry.
Maybe working to put some kinds of laws up to a vote today. The House has done its job on this bill, House Bill number 8. I think isn't it House Bill 8? I think it's the number.
Yes.
I hope I got it right. But anyway, we've got another. As Senator Murphy said, another Sandy Hook grips America. We're now learning that the 21 killed, the 19 kids and two teachers were in one classroom in that school in Texas. So, the question we've been asking is, folks, Are we just going to let this one go by and let them hold their heads low and hide and wait until you're not paying attention anymore? Because that's what they seem to be doing.
That's what happens every single time. I put this thing on Twitter yesterday. It's the circle of BS. I said, number one, shooting. Number two, tell people don't politicize. Number three, tell people to pray for the families. Number four, begin saying it's not guns, but it's the people. Five, counter the discussions about red flag and gun control laws by saying laws won't work. Six, people will forget. Seven, repeat.
Yeah,
that's really what happens again and again.
Senate Democrats say a major flood debate on gun control is inevitable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
That's Steve Kerr. He was speaking before the game last night. He is the coach of the Golden State Warriors. They were playing in Texas against the Dallas Mavericks. His dad was shot and killed back in the 80s. He was with the American University in Beirut. He has been fighting against gun violence for quite some time. And usually before the game, they're talking about the game. But he didn't want to talk about that game. Just want to let you know, folks, the latest that we're hearing, 21 killed in the Texas school shooting, 19 of them kids, 2 of them teachers. And now there are reports that the gunman barricaded himself inside that classroom. And all of the victims are from that one classroom. It is just absolutely heartbreaking. And the horror and the terror that those kids and those teachers must have gone through. And now for the families and the parents and the survivors, what they have to deal with is just unbelievable. Shouldn't something be done? You let us know what you think. 570-883-0098.
I mentioned he was barricaded in the classroom. Kristen is on the phone from Scranton. Kristen, you had an idea about heavier doors. Is that right? What was your idea?
Well, I thought that they were coming up with something like heavier doors, like if there was a disturbance, that the doors would automatically lock and close, or supposed to be a closet made or something in some schools that where it was a steel door that the teachers could rush them in, like a secret door or something that they could barricade themselves and the kids in so the gunmen couldn't come in. Or I know
what you're talking about, like a prison lock where they push a button and the doors shut and keep everyone safe.
It sounds like we try to think that we can solve it with those things, but when the act happens, it's such a surprise and we assume that everyone's in place and sees what is going on. So we really don't know if that would have, you know, helped in the situation or not. It's disturbing that there was some kind of an interaction with law enforcement and yet this person was still able to get inside of that school. It's horrible, but I understand what you're saying.
It's heartbreaking. I'm a mother of a young boy going into second grade. And I know that the school held second, third, and fourth. And I held on to my son so hard yesterday to where he said, you know, Mommy, you got to let me go. And he doesn't understand what's going on. My sixth grader does, but my second grader has no idea what's going on. And it's going to come to the point where parents are going to be terrified to send their kids to school. And we shouldn't have to send our kids to school praying that they come home.
I know.
It's just terrifying to even fathom that parents have to identify their children through DNA. There's no reason that parents should ever have to identify their children through DNA.
No.
There's no reason. Does anybody know if this gunman was a former student or?
We're still trying to hear. They say he was at the high school, but whether he was recently, that is not known. It doesn't seem like he was.
I've heard different things. I've heard he was from, I guess, North Dakota, but he lived in Texas. He was an American citizen. Stop the text. He apparently was 18, but I've seen two reports now that he was only in 10th grade. But and it stopped going to school.
I feel your pain. Last night I cried going to sleep to think about those parents and what they had to deal with when the reports. I mean, it's so hard to think about reporters who were talking about the crying and the wailing that was coming out of that building because the parents were finding out that their kids indeed were killed.
And as soon as those doors were opening, they knew what was going on. You know, they knew that someone was going to get a message. And that father who was stood there and couldn't find his 10-year-old daughter. He couldn't find her. I mean, how can a parent go through that? I mean, all you did was send a child to school to get an education, and this is what happened.
You know. I know. Yeah. It's Kristen, heartbreaking. We all feel it very deeply, and we all want something to be done. And our elected leaders are failing us because they're not even trying anymore. But thank you. We do appreciate you calling 570-883-0098.
Thomas, thank you for your patience. Nancy just touched on this, the legislators, but what did you want to touch on? Thomas?
Hi, you there?
Yeah, what were you going to say about the legislators who aren't going to do anything?
Oh, yeah, thanks for taking my call. And just to echo the last caller, I have a 2-year-old, so these issues were abstract. We went home last night and we all hugged. And facing this over the next few years, sending our daughter after school, it brings home a whole new reality. All these calls and suggestions are... at this point, they're really silly, right? It's the same talk every time.
Right.
There's the hundreds of thousands of schools in this country. That, you know, what are we talking about here? Fortifying all these schools. They have now all these bulletproof vests these gunmen have, and they're all wearing them.
Right.
So what's next? Are we going to put the teachers in these bulletproof vests? This is insane. So at this point, who are the people who will not do anything here? Why can we do nothing even against public opinion? Vote them out. I've said on this station before, I'm a single-issue voter. So right now it's the Republicans and a minority of Democrats who will do nothing on gun legislation. But I think they should go further than what's been proposed. Vote them out. Vote your conscience. This cannot happen. Vote out the Republicans. Vote out the crazies. The Democrats, too, who go along with it, same thing. Right. One abstract thing I'd like to ask. I always do this exercise after these shootings, which is sad. The Republicans are not calling in a lot this morning, but they're online. This is going to happen again. It's not if, but when. What would you say to somebody who's staring down the barrel of one of these guns in this next shooting? what was worth it? What would you say to them who's just about to lose their lives? What would your advice be to them? What would your words be to them as it's about to happen? About why you couldn't do anything, why we wouldn't do anything, how it wasn't worth doing anything.
I've asked this question to someone, like, and the response in that one specific case was, I would tell them, you should tell the people you love they should have listened to what we wanted to do, which was arm schools and, you know, put in more guns. And it was like, that's how I feel. Many of these
legislators aren't even sending their kids to public schools. They send them to private schools that are super fortified. I think many of them don't even think this is something they themselves would ever have to do with. They don't care what you and I have to go through putting our kids in these schools.
The Morning News, Nancy and Jason, and from WNEP, Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Well, good morning. And, you know, here we are, we're closing in on Memorial Weekend. It's the 25th. What do we have, 5 months till Christmas?
I can't believe
it. Don't do that yet.
Seven months. I can't even believe May is my favorite month, and we're already going to be ending it in the next week. It's just weird. It just flew by.
Well, how was it for you? So May is your favorite.
Yeah, I love it. It's always my favorite month. Just, you know, it's because like everything, hopeful.
It's hope.
Yeah, the blooming, the green, like the grass doesn't look like crap. It looks nice and green. You can smell that spring in the air. That's what I like.
Yeah, and then, you know, once you get entrenched in June, July, and August, I hate to say it, but it's human nature. You're kind of, you take it for granted. It's warm. Yep. You get some scattered showers. Everything's green and lush. And you don't appreciate it until it's taken away again in November and then December. And then those sunsets at 4:34 and sunrises 20 to 8. And then you're like, it's all gone. It's gone.
The end of that
and
little
such is life.
The end of that sentence, I imagined you on like the gurney and the straitjacket, and he's like, he's doing it again, he's spiraling. I get it though. I get what you're saying though, because you get to that point where it's like, no, don't take this from me.
It's the official kickoff to summer this weekend. So at least it does look like we're getting into summery weather territory this weekend.
That's Nancy's way of saying, move it along. All right, here we go. So,
segue. It's an industry term. We'll teach you. We'll get you there.
All right, thank you. Partly sunny today. Still comfortable humidity and high temperatures near 75. Woo! You know, a normal high now is still low to mid-70s, so these are all above average temperatures coming eventually by the weekend and beyond. Next week looks really warm. Overnight tonight, 52. A little chilly in the houses if you have turned your heat off like me, but that's it. It'll end tomorrow. It's going to get muggier late in the day tomorrow with lows near 60 tomorrow night. Tomorrow's high, low 70s. Why? Because it's going to get kind of cloudy tomorrow, but it should stay dry, partly sunny to cloudy for your Thursday. If there is a shower, it'll be Thursday night. Now, Friday, getting schools calling already. We're going to Claws and Paws. We're going here. We're going there. We need to get our field trips in. I still think much of Friday, especially morning, maybe even early afternoon, should be dry. A few spotty showers, but there could be some downpours and thunderstorms later on Friday. Let's hope they hold off till 2, 3, 4 for the school trips
into the evening
on Friday, some downpours and thunderstorms. Now, Saturday, they become more scattered, but there's still going to be a few showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. But I think many breaks, too, muggy and highs in the mid-70s. But then Sunday and Monday, Memorial Day, looking pretty good. We're talking sun and back to 80-ish on Sunday and mid to upper 80s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, getting humid again. So that's coming our way into next week as we kick off summer 2022, baby.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Yeah. And I know, I think Lackawanna Trail might have a graduation Friday night, which they were all concerned about. You know, a lot of people make plans, and now it may be delayed because of that Friday afternoon, evening kind of iffiness, right?
Yeah, yeah, good chance. You're right. It's outdoor prom season and graduation season, so that could definitely be an issue Friday evening and Friday night for sure.
Oh boy. Okay. We shall talk tomorrow.
You got that right. I'll be here, baby.
Okay. All right, Joe. Talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Rock on, brothers.
Bye-bye. It is 55 degrees at your official weather station, WILK.
Jane's been hanging on patiently. Jane in Larksville. Now, okay, let me understand this correctly. You're a parent. You're also, you say, a responsible gun owner.
Yes, we are. First of all, what happened was absolutely devastating. It's unthinkable. I'm a parent of two boys with my husband. We are gun owners. We do collect guns. But we're responsible. And, you know, we talk to our boys all the time about what has happened, what they can do. The last caller that said about the heavy metal doors, I totally agree 100%. The school districts have money. I think we have to be preventive. You're never going to stop what's happening. You might stop all the guns. You might do what you want to do, but we have to be preventive. Hunkering down in the classrooms, I don't agree with. You're a target. You're a sitting duck. And in my kids' school, which I don't agree with either, it's all glass. And I have spoke to the principal. You know, I said, the doors that separate the hallways, they should be bulletproof glass. Something happens, you close them up, you're going to save children's lives. I've also taught my boys, they also have a door in their classroom. Don't stay in the classroom. Run. You go out, you open the door, you zigzag, and you run to the local house, to the local hardware store that's there, not sitting. The sitting duck, that bothers me so much.
It sounds like they didn't have a heads up in this case. It sounds like this gunman went into one classroom, barricaded the entire room, and they really had nowhere to run. But I get your point.
Yeah, and Jane, I just want to say, I think it's interesting that you're talking about different strategies. I hate that we have to have that conversation, but if guns are still going to be easily available for people, okay. Strategies, what to do. Do we hunker down or do we keep on moving? Do we teach the kids?
Again, it's all about how much time you have to even react. In a situation like this.
Different situations. If you have a gunman in the hallway, you don't want your kid running out into the hallway. And listening and reading some of the text messages, some of the positive messages I've seen today are things like, and I love stuff like this. Nancy, we disagree on everything, but I'm with you on this. I you know, and it's nice to know that people who can comfortably step out of their usual opinion and go, okay, we agree. And I love that ability to do that.
We got a bunch of text messages.
So many.
We're not doing birthday game today. If it's your birthday, it's going to be a rough day anyway, just knowing what has happened here. We hope you have a great birthday. We'll get back to that. But text message, as a Republican and a pretty avid gun owner, I am all for extensive background checks, a red flag program of some sort. And if an 18-year-old even tries to buy two ARs, clips, ammo, and Kevlar, call the authorities. I am, and most gun owners like me, have nothing to hide and would be just fine with making sure someone is worthy of the right to own and buy guns. That's Kevin. Another text, you know, basically not saying something nice about the last caller. We, you know, appreciate all calls and all opinions, folks. But this person says, fortify the schools, but give guns to whoever wants them. Whatever. This country's insane. The rest of the world thinks we are out of our minds, and they are correct. It's unbelievable, and our politicians will not do one thing. And another person, Kevin again, texts back in, bulletproof doors, immediate lockdown is a great idea. Like, that's all a great idea.
In theory.
Jane
said, oh, we have money. The schools have money. I don't know if they
do. No, they don't.
They really
don't. And that's a problem. We don't even, you have teachers that are buying stuff for their kids to use in class, folks. It's going to require a lot of money with the 100,000 schools in this country. From what I saw, I thought in a news story yesterday, if you want to put a security officer, an armed security officer at everyone and fortify them like, you know, like an actual fort. You better get ready for spending a whole heck of a lot of money on those things. And I don't think they're bad ideas either. Like when we have an event and you go to an arena, they do wand check and everything. Are we going to get to that point at our schools? Anyway, thank you all for your thoughts this morning. We really do appreciate it. Even if we disagree, we certainly allow and want us to keep talking about what can be done about these really serious issues that face us as Americans. Coming up, 9 o'clock, Nikki Stone from 9 to noon. Noon to 3, Bob Cordaro. And then from 3 to 6, the Frank Andrews Show. Have a good day, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.